Thank you, and good morning to everyone. I think that the main challenge that we're confronted with is the role that national institutions need to play in dealing with gender equality on the one hand and violence on the other, which remains rampant and should not exist, violence against women. As Armand Tatoyan from Armenia rightly said, the main challenge lies at the level of public policy. Now, our countries have made various degrees of progress at the legislative level, but laws in and of themselves are not enough. They do not change realities. Now, it's true you cannot make progress without legislation, but there are two other elements that are essential: political will from the governments and resources, budgets. Resources, because if we recall the fourth Global Conference on Women, which took place in Beijing in 1995, back then it was established that mechanisms should be created for empowering women and that this should be a measure adopted by governments. What follow-up should national institutions do with respect to these promotion mechanisms concerning women's rights? Now, in my country, we have good laws. We have adopted the relevant instruments at the national and international level, but we do still face inequality and gender inequality in my country. Now, we're talking about the creation of a promotion mechanism in one of our states, and then our national institution entered into the fray to prevent a promotion mechanism from really being a setback. And we managed, through our work, to change a cliché, a cultural stereotype, and I think that really helped us to advance our cause. So we do need to promote greater levels of education and awareness.